Hi there. The word for you today is leaders are made, not born. In Exodus 3 verse 11, Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go?" Why does God call people who don't necessarily feel qualified? I believe it's so that we'll depend on Him more and on ourselves less. When God called Moses to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, he replied, "Who am I that I should go?" And when God called Gideon, he replied, "I am the least in my family." When he called Solomon, he said, "I am only a little child and don't know how to carry out my duties." When he called Jeremiah, he replied, "I don't know how to speak." And yet they all became great leaders. How did they do it? By saying yes to God's call, learning from their mistakes, growing wiser, and drawing strength from God each day. So, whether your God-given assignment in life seems large or small, you can grow into it. Winston Churchill wasn't thought of as an academic success, and it took him several attempts to pass the entrance exam for the Royal Military College at Sandhurst. But he went on to become leader of wartime Britain, and is considered by many to be one of the greatest figures in British history. The great statesman Demosthenes had such a speech impediment as a boy that he was actually embarrassed to speak before a group. But he invested long hours by the sea in unrelenting practice to overcome his problem, and as a result, he became one of the most famous orators of all time. Now here's the point. You may not have a natural aptitude for leadership, but under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can develop into a leader. Why? Because even though you may be limited, the God who lives within you is not. And that is the word for you today.